Yeah, it's the XX podcast, and this is Akusual FT. Today, we are not really learning anything. We are actually just going to be sharing bad experiences that people have had during sex. I put word out that people should bring about their bad experiences. They should just send me a message about them, and I got a few. So I'm going to just read it to you, and we'll see if there are some sort of solutions to some of them. Some of them are actually very funny, so just buckle up. Yeah. So my first one is when the condom tore at the second thrust and I came before I could pull out to see my spunk leaking through the tip. It's some way, how don't you feel that the condom is broken and that you're actually pounding into the pussy? It's weird. Like, okay, I don't have a dick, but there's a difference when your dick is wrapped in a condom. That is what I know. And when it's having sex without it, there's a difference. So I'm wondering how the person didn't see the difference or notice the difference till after he has had his feel. Well, so this one says so after lockdown, we return to school to complete. I'd miss my girl so much that I spent the night at her crib. That evening, we were in the mood about to have sex. Well, he didn't enter before he came. Yeah, that was so embarrassing. But I think it's actually pretty normal when you're in love with somebody and you guys are so into each other. You haven't seen each other in a while. And the opportunity comes, there'll be so much excitement in your body that you might come before. Maybe you came during hand job, blue job, normal, before the deal. It's perfectly normal. Yeah, but it shouldn't be frequent, then it becomes a problem. Well, and the next one is I didn't have enough confidence to even get an erection. She got angry. Yeah, I got so hard, but she still refused to take the dick. Well, most of you let your nerves get to you. It's not about not being confident. Yeah, you think about the sex, you overthink about it. That is what happens when you plan sex. Sex is not supposed to be planned. It's supposed to just happen. But yeah, some don't live with their partners and all of that. Every time they meet, they are going to have sex. That is what is in the back of their mind. So you definitely have this issue if it's always like that. So so you know, like, my bad sexual experience was with a woman I love. We had agreed to have sex due to the fact that we never had sex in our relationship. So we tried spicing things up with sex. Long story short, my dick felt so small in there and I felt embarrassed. This is going to mess with your confidence. You don't know whether it is your dick that is too small or her pussy is too big. I'm sorry that you experienced this. It's embarrassing, yes, I know that. Well, the next one is, I had this one-night stand with a girl at the office. In the office. Yeah, I felt afraid and so paranoid. I thought there were cameras in the room that day. I couldn't last a minute, and that ended up being our last encounter. There was no room for redemption. You want to do hard guy, but you don't have the courage of a hard guy. Office sex, this is the saying, that office sex is not for everybody. Being spontaneous isn't for everybody, because sometimes you overthink it so much that you will mess it up. Yes. So just continue having sex on your bed, in your bedroom, in your house, in your comfort zone. Because, yeah, you may think, how should I put it? There'll be cameras and all of that. It's just turn the lights off. Yeah. When I just said this, it reminded me of something. But I didn't think about cameras back then. That's, there's a possibility. It was also an office. Yeah. I'm now thinking about it as this came to mind. Yeah. Well, bad sexual experience was when this girl wanted me to give her head, but she had really bad odor. Didn't really enjoy that day, self. I still feel bad because I never told her. Well, telling people they smell, not a lot of people take it well, honestly. Not a lot of people take the fact that, oh, you have a little scent about you that isn't right, that doesn't sit well with my nose. Not everybody takes it well, so yeah. Okay, so this one. So this one was like, one day I wanted to try anal with my boyfriend. I'd read all about it and what to do. However, I skipped the part where my stomach had to be empty. You already know where this is going. Long story short, his big dick opened up my ass. The lubricant made things watery, and then it ended up, you already know how this is going to end. Yeah, it's not supposed to be a bad sexual experience. Okay, it depends on your partner. You'll be embarrassed about it, but it's an anus. Definitely, something's going to be sticking out there somewhere. Yeah. And this one is, so back in high school, my first girlfriend took me to a hidden spot during entertainment and proceeded to give me my first blowjob. But it was also her first. Her teeth kept scrubbing my dick. She even chewed on it at a point. I was in tears at the end. Oh, I'm sorry. It ended in tears. I'm so sorry I had to go through that. That is why sometimes if it's the first time for somebody blowjobbing, let them just listen to my podcast. I give really good pep talks on that. I give good education. You already know that. Well, a girl once promised me an amazing Valentine's, great dirty talk, and sending nude. I was excited when we met up. Well, she really kissed and there was humping, and she fell asleep with me and my head boner. Yeah, that's some sort of punishment. How do you fall asleep while humping? That is the question for another day. Definitely. Well, there was this time I thought my lover was off from work, so he visited me. It was going smoothly, foreplay, fireworks and all. Yeah, that seems nice. Almost getting to the dessert. Well, he got called to work since he was far from the workplace. He had to leave me wet and needy. Oh, bum. He should have gotten a vibrator or something. Maybe it won't be the same as the real deal. But yeah, it would actually been a very good substitute. Okay, so my boo took me to the beach one late evening. We were kissing and he started foreplay, but all of a sudden he pushed me to the ground, bent me over, and started taking off my clothes aggressively. It totally turned me off. You don't have to be aggressive. It's the beach. The sun will burn his skin if you are too aggressive. You're just thinking about your dick. That was very selfish of him. And this is the last one, the last but not the least. I have a few who are not here, but yeah, I'll share that too. So my girl and I were at the club one night getting completely wasted. Yeah. Then all of a sudden she decided to give me a hand job right there. Oh, that's funky. Forgetting that we were eating kebab. Okay, you see how the with extra spicy pepper. Last, I had to put ice block down there all night. Oh my god. I'm imagining his pain, like the pepper being so spicy and it trapped all over your dick. And imagine how it feels. You don't know whether to be in pain, whether to enjoy the pain. And all of that. So the I got other ones that I can't share here because it wasn't sent anonymously. So one guy said his bad sexual experience was during doggy. She was farting. It wasn't really farting. It was quiffing. She was her pussy was farting, let me put it like that, and he didn't know that. So that was his bad sexual experience. So I had to tell him, like, yo, it's actually pretty normal for that to happen, because air gets trapped when it's like your legs are positioned in a way and there's so much space that when the dick comes out, air is able to get trapped inside the pussy. So when he pushes his dick inside, the air that is trapped in tries to come out. That is why the pussy farts during sex. Hope you're learning something. And also, one was the girl stunk. Yeah, her pussy had a bad smell. So bad that he couldn't actually go through with the sex. He's like, nah, I may be horny as shit, but I am not going to be dirty Diana. No. He didn't. He said he just couldn't bring himself to be like, you know, yeah, I'm horny and all, but yeah, I'm clean. I'm not about to stick my dick inside a vagina that stinks. Yeah. That guy deserves an award for great self-control. And someone's bad experience was also, it's all about, most of the guys, it's basically the order thing. It puts them off. And sometimes I ask myself, don't these ladies smell themselves? Like, don't they know that, yo, I have a bad smell or something, so I need to take care of it. I am very body conscious. It's unnerving. Very freaking body conscious. It's happened because I had an ex who didn't like giving me head. So my mind automatically translated to it being me not being neat. You get it? But I am neat. So I was neat then, it became extra. Like, I have to make sure that my pussy is clean. It smells nice and all of that. I don't use scented soaps, nothing. I have to make sure that my pussy always smells great. So I don't get how ladies can go and not smell themselves. Like, I stink or something. Like, there's something wrong with my vagina. I need to find remedies for it. Because you will take offense if the guy should tell you that you smell down there. Your pussy has a weird smell to it. You won't take it lightly. You'll be offended. So I'll rather you actually, from time to time, like every time you're about to wash there, you stick your finger, one of your fingers inside there, you bring it out, you put it beneath your nose and you smell it to see that, okay, it smells mildly. Well, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. But some of you don't. And some of you don't take care of yourself after sex. It's like you have sex with all the fluids on you and all of that. Then you put your clothes on and that is it. When you get home, you don't do anything. You don't eat good food. You don't, your hygiene is bad. You don't eat fruit. Oh my God. I feel horrible for some of you guys. And some of you girls also, I feel sorry for you, because some of the guys, they smell very musky. It's like they don't take care of their penis well. They don't wash it well. They don't take their time, like, oh, you know what? I'm in the bathroom. Let me just, beneath my balls, let me wash there and all of that. You don't do that. You expect to get head. I'm sorry. Now, in my books, it's not happening. So that this is people's bad sexual experiences. I'm sorry that you guys had to go through this. Some are actually pretty normal, but some are very unnerving. I'm sorry that you guys got scared with some ladies' scents and all of that. So on that note, this is the XX podcast. We learned something too. It's not just sharing bad experiences. We learned something. So don't forget, it's still your sexy host, Akusha Lefty. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Akusha Lefty. Instagram, I changed my Instagram handle. Instagram at Akusha Lefty _. Facebook, Akusha Lefty. Snapchat, Akusha Lefty. I think that is that. Don't forget to support my podcast. And I love you guys. I'm going to meet again soon. Mwah.